All right, my next guest is Blair Manton, the licensed insolvency trustee with Sands & Associates. They've just got their 11th annual BC Consumer Debt Study out. We're going to talk about it here. Sir, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Doing well, thank you. My pleasure to be here.
Yeah, we were just talking about how, you know, we've got the inflation rate numbers out. They're going the wrong direction as of last month. We're looking into a year where a lot of mortgages are going to come due and people are nervously watching interest rates. And there's a lot of reasons why debt and money issues could be weighing on people right now. And then that enters into your annual BC Consumer Debt Study. Tell us what you found in this.
Well, so every year we survey our client base, and we have a ton of people that really want to respond and tell their story back to us. So it's over 1,700 people have formed part of the survey. And what we found, and, you know, really no surprise, but the BC consumer is suffering like never before. You know, the number of individuals who have identified cost of living, you know, essentially they went into debt because they needed to cover essential costs of living that their income couldn't cover. You know, that jumped from 20 to 25% of people. So fully one in four people that file an insolvency in BC, it's not because they've mismanaged in any way, it's just because the cost of living has just gotten away from them. So that was, you know, a big insight from this year's study. And a lot of things that haven't changed are just how deeply people are being impacted by being in debt. You know, nobody takes it lightly when you're suffering in debt. And as I said, I've never seen the numbers that we're seeing these days of the people having challenges with their debt.
I feel like you and I spoke about this time last year when you did the last BC Consumer Debt Study, and it almost sounds like the same story again, which is interesting that, you know, you can have a couple of years of shockingly high numbers of people who are turning to insolvency because of their debt.
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, some things don't change. So, you know, it consistently, year after year, I'm always sobered when I look at the results and find, you know, one in six people that are severely in debt are contemplating suicide. And that's a number that hasn't changed since we started this study in 2012. So people are very hard on themselves. The stigma of being in debt, of feeling like you're a failure, you know, that's a real thing. You know, year to year, the biggest change this year is that really the cost of living has really impacted people to the point where they are filing insolvency. So, you know, a year ago, it was under 20% of people said it was cost of living was the issue. You know, now it's 25%. It's the second highest cause outside of people saying, well, you know, I just made some mistakes and overextended my credit. You know, that was about 27% of people. Well, 25% of people, they don't think they made mistakes. It's just the cost of living got away from them. You know, the typical causes of insolvency are often things outside of someone's control, you know, a marital breakdown, a job loss, an illness, something like that. And those are all still present. But this inflation impact, that's definitely taken off in the last couple of years, and it is running full steam now, really putting people in tough spots.
Now, when we talk about people taking on debt because the cost of living is just running away from them, is this people racking up their credit card debt beyond the place where they can pay it, or what kind of ways is this happening?
For the most part, the way it manifests is in credit card debt. So credit cards are cited five times more likely to be the cause of someone filing an insolvency than the next highest type of debt, which was payday loans or installment loans. And it makes sense because a credit card is the easiest debt for someone to accumulate. It's not too difficult to keep a really solid credit rating, even if you have a high balance on your credit cards, just paying the minimums each month. So a lot of folks, when one card gets filled up, you know, they've got another offer from the bank and they can start to use that card. But certainly, you know, the mortgage or the rent is always the last thing to go unpaid. So we consistently don't see huge insolvencies from people, you know, who own property, who have homes here. We expect to see that in the coming years as mortgages renew at higher rates. But certainly it's the credit cards are the easy way to fill that budgetary gap each month. And that's what a lot of folks rely on. Again, five times more likely than the second highest type of debt.
And what was the number you gave us on how many people in BC are facing these problems, like just overall BC?
Well, so their survey respondents were 1,700 people, and the average of the number of people that file either a consumer proposal or a bankruptcy in BC is about 1,100 or 1,200 folks. So we've got, you know, more than a one-month sample, so it's pretty representative. But consistently in the province of BC, if you think you're alone, you're not. It's north of 1,000 or 1,100 people every month are formally filing to restructure their debts, and at some multiple of those, as we often find in this survey, are just suffering in silence. The average person, you know, 95% of people people don't reach out for help right away. Only 5% do. Most people suffer and languish for almost 2 years before they're finally, you know, picking up the phone and connecting with the trustee. So there's a lot of, you know, just really people feeling the impacts of debt but not reaching out for support yet. So hopefully anybody listening, you know, the biggest warning sign of having a debt problem is feeling stressed about your money. If you think you have a debt problem, you probably do. A lot of folks aren't getting the collection calls or being taken to court. They're just feeling so completely at the end of their rope and stressed out, and that's when they reach out for help to a trustee.
And when we talk about insolvency, what does that mean versus bankruptcy?
Yeah, great question. So being insolvent just means that you're not able to pay your debt. So a lot of people can be insolvent at certain points in their lives and nothing happens. They just get out of it. But to do an insolvency proceeding, there's two things you can do in Canada. One is a personal bankruptcy, and it would surprise people to know that's only less than 10% of what a trustee actually helps with is bankruptcy. For 90% of people, what they can file is called a consumer proposal, where it consolidates all of their debt, brings the interest charges down to zero going forward, and you pay back what you can afford to pay back. So oftentimes people are paying back, you know, 30 cents on the dollar, 20 cents on the dollar. So someone might come in to us saying, I've got $40,000 on credit cards. There's no way I can even keep up with the minimums anymore. And we might say, well, let's do a consumer proposal. Let's offer $12,000 back. Your new payment is $200 a month. Do you think you can handle that? And, like, you know, sometimes there's tears, there's a big catharsis, a release. You know, a proposal can help somebody get back on top of their debt situation without having to file a bankruptcy.
You and I have spoken about this before because, we spoke about a year ago, and it always, the question I got to ask is, you know, why would the bank and the credit card company accept this, except you not just not paying your full amount?
Yeah, that's a big question a lot of folks ask. And, you know, quite simply, something's better than nothing. So if someone comes into us and they have very few assets, you know, they're working, maybe making the average wage, if they were to file for bankruptcy, probably almost nothing would get paid back on their debt. They'd just pay the cost of the proceeding. And anybody can file bankruptcy in Canada at any point. It's their legal right. They don't need to get court permission. But people don't want to do that. They want to avoid the bankruptcy. So a proposal is a win-win. So it allows you to say to your creditors, I could file a bankruptcy tomorrow and you guys might not get anything. Let's work together. Let me pay back, you know, 30 cents on the dollar or something similar to that. The win to the creditor is more money back. The win to the individual is they avoid a bankruptcy. 9.5 times out of 10, proposals are accepted on the first offer. It's about a 99% success rate if there's a little bit of negotiation. So the biggest challenge is just people don't know about this. But once they do know about a consumer proposal, it's literally a godsend in a lot of really tough situations to get people out of their difficulties with debt, but not having to go through the bankruptcy proceeding, which, you know, everyone wants to avoid if you can. It's not as bad as you've heard, but it's still not something you would take lightly.
Well, we got to cut it there, but Blair Matten is our guest. He is from Sands & Associates, licensed insolvency trustee. Thank you for talking to us today.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thank you so much.